Hello?
Yes?
Hi, I'm trying to reach Sylvia Benson. I am calling from National Opinion Survey. My name is Carla, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about some issues facing your community and the nation. I don't know if you have a couple of minutes.
Yes.
Okay. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling on your cell phone, so we will make this quick as possible.
Yes.
Okay. Check. Okay. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Black, African, mixed, Hispanic, Asian, Native American?
African-American.
I'm sorry?
African-American, Black.
Okay. May I please have your age?
56.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, or other officers? You can do definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will no vote?
I will vote.
Okay. Now, think about the direction of the country it's headed in. Generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction?
A little dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, you said?
Yep.
Okay. Think about issues facing the country now. Which of the following issues do you most want Congress focus on? Protecting voting rights, fighting inflation, improving the economy, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, investing in maternal health, standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, providing affordable childcare, reducing crime, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration. We can choose to
increase in border security. Increase the border security and reducing crime. That's really what.
Okay, for sure. Let me just check here. Okay, and in your opinion, are economic condition in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Right now, staying about the same for right now.
Okay. And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in the country? We can choose two options as well. Too many people depending on the government, sexism and unequal pay for treatment of women, poor work ethic, racism and discrimination, the breakdown of the traditional family structure, poor life choices, not enough good role models, unfair or rigid economic system, lack of good pay and jobs opportunity.
What lack of good pay and job opportunities?
Okay.
And discrimination.
Okay. Let's go over the next one. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempting to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
I've heard a lot.
Okay. Do you support or oppose the effort to remove or ban books from public schools? You can strongly support, someone support, or strongly oppose, or somewhat oppose.
Oppose.
Strongly oppose?
Yes.
Okay, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you're very warm, and 0 means that you feel cold, and 50 means that you are not feeling particularly warm or cold. So the NAACP.
NAACP?
Yeah, you can give him a number, 50. Like how you
50.
Feel about them. 50.
50.
Okay, then the feminist movement?
50.
Okay, Kamala Harris?
100 cold.
I'm sorry?
Cold, very cold, 100
okay.
Cold.
Okay, cold will be 0, and then 100...
Zero, I'm sorry.
No worries.
Zero, yes.
Then Joe Biden?
50.
Okay, then Black Lives Matter or BLM?
0.
Okay, Ron DeSantis?
50.
Okay, and Hakeem Jeffries?
Zero.
Okay, and the last one, Beyonce.
50.
Okay. Then, I know it's a way off, but thinking about 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Cornel West, the third party candidate, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican, whom will you vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Then stitch things up a bit. Please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact in your life, 5 means you're moderate, and then 0 means that you think it won't have any impact in your life. So the country economy going into recession soon?
5.
If you think it's going to have a major impact or not impact at all or moderate impact?
Moderate.
Okay. Then climate change?
About a 6.
Okay. Then affirmative action ending?
0.
Okay. And then crime and violence in the country?
0.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a series of policies and statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree. So the government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens.
Mm.
Do you strongly agree or you disagree?
I disagree.
Okay. So, strongly disagree, right?
Yes.
Okay. The government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with a paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition?
I strongly agree.
Okay. Then, athletes should compete in sports based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-
I strongly agree. Strongly agree.
Okay, the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal.
I strongly agree.
Okay, drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illness should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison.
I strongly agree.
Okay, children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at school.
They should not be able to choose?
Yes.
I disagree. Strongly.
Okay. Then the government should provide free childcare to all families?
Disagree.
Okay. 1 second. In which of any of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? Death of a family member, father adopting a child, when dealing with a mental health episode, mother adopting a child, mother giving birth to a child, caring for a family member for a serious health condition, sickness, or a serious injury.
Serious health condition.
Okay. Do you think any other? Like payoff for the person if death of a family member?
Yes.
Okay, when dealing with a mental health episode?
Yeah, I agree, yes.
Okay,
yes.
And caring for a family member with a serious health condition?
I disagree with that one.
Okay, and mother giving birth to a child?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, and how often will you say you experience sexism in your everyday life? Will you say often? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Repeat that question.
How often will you say you experience sexism in your everyday life?
Not often.
Okay. Then, have any of the following things happened to you or a member in your household in the last 12 months? Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Okay, then home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Money or property was stolen?
No.
and violent crimes such as an assault?
No.
Okay, we're almost done. Then, switching gears a bit, the last questions are for statistical purposes only. So, what is the last year of the schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school, some college, or vocational certificate?
Some college.
Okay, then, are you married, unmarried, living with your parents, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Okay, do you have any children under 18 years old living in your household?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. How often do you attend church or a religious service? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several
twice
times?
Twice a month.
Okay.
Twice a month.
Now, I'm going to rate your list of new outlets or stations for each. Please tell me how you often you regularly watch or read them in a span of a week. So, if you watch NBC, ABC, or CBS, you can say very often, not that often, or never.
Very often.
Okay.
Very often.
Your local TV news?
Yes.
Somewhat often or very often?
Very often.
Okay, Fox News?
Yes, I watch all of them.
Very often. And CNN?
About twice a week.
Oh. Okay, and then MSNB?
About once or twice a week.
Okay.
You talking about MSNBC, yeah?
Yep, not that often. We can choose then. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employee, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, not health insurance?
Well, I have some of mine. My husband was 100% veteran, and all of mine is through the military.
Okay, so it was for his job, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household? You, your spouse? You and your spouse?
I am.
Okay. Will you please tell me in which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls? Under 15,000, 15,000 to 30,000, 30,000 to 15,000, to 50,000, 50,000 to 75 or more? Can be
more.
Okay, 75 to 100,000.
Yes.
Okay.
75 to 100.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay, perfect. That was everything we needed then. I really appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Perfect. Ay, al menos logré una, güey. Ya con eso ya me quedo tranquilo porque ya me van a dejar conectarme mañana.